You're listening to Sender Smash Radio. I'm your host, John Sender. Join me today as we journey behind the scenes into the lives of the people who make Beechwood High School unique. Let the smashing begin in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Sender Smash Radio. Today's episode is the 5th installment of our Coffee Talk series, and is also the finale of the school year. To top off the season, we bring you not only one of the biggest names at BHS, but also one that we know the least about, our principal. This episode is a tribute to him as he nears the end of his days here as our almighty ruler. Some people know him as the big man, others refer to him as Bob, and to the rest of us, he's Mr. Hardis. Please welcome him to the show. Mr. Hardis, you are now on Sender Smash Radio.
Good to be here.
How do you feel?
I feel nervous.
Nervous?
No, I feel fine. I've been excited about this.
The first category we're going to talk about is your career. You went to Harvard grad school, is that correct?
It is. It is one of the graduate schools
I went to. One of the graduate schools.
Yes.
Where else did you go?
I also earned a master's in secondary social studies education, which means teaching history at the middle or high school level.
Okay.
At George Washington University in Washington, D.C. I completed that master's in order to become a teacher. And then after teaching, I earned another master's in order to be licensed as an administrator.
You have two masters then.
I do, but that does not equal a PhD. Though that is an injustice that should be righted.
Have you ever considered a PhD?
Yes, I've considered it.
Dr. Hardis.
It has a ring to it.
That sounds like a really
evil
really
guy. A really weird ring.
It's an evil guy.
Yeah.
I don't think you should go there. So I think it takes somebody with a very hardy personality to become or maintain the principalship of a high school.
Define hardy.
You have to weather a lot of different things that go on in the day. Emergencies, basic mundane day-to-day tasks, greeting kids and not blowing up at them.
That's really hard not to do.
We give you a hard time sometimes.
No. I love this job. I guess what you're sort of alluding to is this job is never the same from day to day.
No.
I love that. There's always a new challenge. There are also things that you can get good at and feel like you've accomplished something. So it kind of has the best of all worlds in terms of jobs.
So walk us through your day as principal. Give us one day. What happened yesterday or today?
Today had some scary moments to it, actually.
Oh, really?
And also some very lighthearted ones. So today's a good example of, encapsulating everything that the principal's job can be in a day.
To the simple.
As you know, today was Spirit Week. So yes, I saw Mr. Chase belt out a beautiful rendition of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Another part of the day, we had a student injured and taken away in an ambulance.
That's not
good.
That
was scary for a little while.
And you don't plan for that. That just happens.
No, we do. We intentionally injure students just to kind of stay honed on that side of our job. You know, are our emergency procedures in place? And if it's not real, John, that's not real preparation. So this kid took the brunt of it today, but, you know, he'll only have a small scar. And then at another point in the day, I answered some email.
That sounds really fun.
It's not that it's fun or not fun. So I'm not going to sit here and say, no, John, it was fun. I love that. I'm trying to, I guess, point out there are a lot of varied elements to the job.
The next category is where we get to the fun part. We get to know you. What are you like outside?
I was far more comfortable at the career part.
I hope you know what you were getting into when you signed up for this. I've asked some people to come up with some phrases that describe you. I've come up with friendly, sarcastic, patient, and slick.
I think three of them are true.
Which one is not true?
Slick.
Slick.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe a cross between slick as in doing things very calmly, very suavely. Got it under control. Grace under pressure, maybe.
That is a very nice description. I hope I exhibit that.
Grace under pressure. Are you aware that many parents, especially the mothers of Beechwood High School students, call you handsome?
No, I was not aware of that, and that's very nice. My cheeks are red, I think. Are they?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm lying. I'm slick.
Why do you always play such dark characters whenever you act in white and gold? You died. You were killed one year.
Yes.
I heard the first year you were shoving kids in lockers and trash cans.
I bullied Josh Laredig.
That's terrible.
And I'm not sure he's really over it. I think he is, but I'm not sure.
Why is this? You have this really dark / sarcastic personality.
That's correct, I do. All I can tell you is it's not acting. That's the real Bob Hardis right there.
Shoving kids in lockers.
All the time.
What else do you do that we should know about?
You said should know about, and I would say there's nothing else you should know about.
What shouldn't we know about?
I can't go into that. I'm a natural at the evil stuff.
Okay, so is there a parallel universe where you're a very straightforward and light person instead of dark and sarcastic?
I think you'd have to get my kids out of their cages in the basement and find out from them.
I can do that.
Okay.
Why do you always take a backpack with you to school as opposed to a briefcase?
So that's not fair, because the backpack thing is probably about a month old, and if it's that noticeable, I think I'm going to have to change it. All right, so here's the big reveal, John.
Okay.
It's a girl's backpack, and I'm not just talking about like a woman's backpack. I'm saying it's a little girl's backpack.
A little girl's backpack.
If someone looked closely, it's like an undersized North Face backpack. My current backpack was my wife's diaper bag. It was the one she used as a diaper bag
for one of our kids.
So it was sitting in the closet, and when my previous briefcase kind of like got tattered and the strap broke and the zipper kind of wouldn't work anymore, I tossed it and I looked in the closet and I found that instead of another briefcase, and I thought, well, so what? I don't think I've ever bought a briefcase in my life, and I wasn't about to start. So I grabbed the nearest backpack / diaper bag.
The next category involves family life. What are you like at home? Same as in school?
Pretty much. I don't know how to answer this. I'm a pretty normal person at home. I breathe, I eat, I spend time with my wife and my kids.
What about when you get home from school? What is the first thing you do?
Most days, I'm probably in the late afternoon, or I'm picking up my kids at aftercare and that kind of thing, and going home, making a plan with my wife for how we're handling dinner.
Okay.
Might get my daughter started on some homework. Might play outside a little bit with my daughter and son.
Do you hit the PlayStation?
We don't have any game systems in my home.
What kind of a father are you? Do you let your kids go on the computer?
Yes.
Okay. You're not anti-technology.
No, no.
You see a lot of people out and about in Beachwood, because you're out and about in Beachwood. You go to the pool?
Yes.
I've seen pictures on Facebook of people walking their dog by your house and you saying hi and waving in the background.
And that's on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's really eerie.
It's on Facebook.
I don't like that.
But what do you think? Do you mind seeing your students at the pool, at the mall?
No.
On your street?
No. I don't. I hope they don't mind seeing me. If I have my count right, I think I can think of twice that I was on personal time, so to speak, where someone actually felt they needed to, you know, they needed to talk to me about something work-related, about their kid and, you know, about a policy or whatever. I'll take that any day. Twice in 6 years is remarkable, and I would have thought it would be much worse and could have tolerated much worse. That being said, I probably see people almost once a day, if not more, outside of Beachwood. I ate dinner with my kids at Chipotle last night, a couple tables down from a few Beachwood students.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We said hi to each other, and then that was it.
I'm sure.
And that's fine. I'm sure that's all they wanted.
Probably.
If even that. And that's all I wanted. It was fine.
Hey, Mr. Hardis, come sit with us.
Yeah. No, that doesn't happen.
No way.
I don't blame them.
The next category consists of random questions. Where do you get your ties?
So boring. So the store. Some of my ties are from my father. Some of my ties are from my father-in-law. Some of them I've actually purchased over the years. I'm a cheapskate. I don't buy that much. I don't go to Beachwood Place and buy clothing. I'm too cheap. Just being honest. I'm miserly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Would the world stop rotating if you were to part your hair the other way?
It's impossible.
Have you tried? Have you thought about it?
I've never seriously tried. I just don't think it would work. It's kind of a permanent, what's that called? Cowlick right here. I think it's permanently shaped this way.
No hair gel.
No, there's hair. I have to put hair gel in my hair every day. Yeah, some people tease me about my hair. I can understand that. I know it looks pretty much like a robot every day. Same hair. Never changes.
That's okay. Well, the last segment of this interview consists of wrap-up questions.
Okay.
But because you're leaving the school, this segment is going to be different than I normally would have had.
Okay.
What are some things you're most proud of in your years here as BHS principal?
I feel sheepish about anything I would say because it's not as if I have the ability to compare how the school was before I was here. So I think I'm very proud of the accomplishments of the teachers and the students here. I mean, the students here do phenomenal things. And, you know, in terms of my position and how I've influenced that, I've tried really hard to foster a culture where students don't feel stymied to do the amazing things that they're interested in. I think we've done that and I'm proud of it. I try to be very honest and transparent about
upfront
kind of what I do. I do try to be that way.
That's a good goal.
In all of my interactions.
If there's one thing you could tell the student body, sort of like a farewell, a goodbye, what would that be?
So here's my message, all right? Here's the message, and I just came up with it. I have a job that starts in August, and that's how I see it. It's a job here in Beechwood that keeps me intimately involved in a lot of aspects of the high school, and yes, across the district as well. So I don't plan to be a stranger at all to Beechwood High School. I'll be in the building, of course not as much, but I also live here. My kids go to school here, so I'm a part of this community. I really love this community. I don't see this at all as a goodbye, and it like kind of, I don't know, it's very awkward because I don't look at it that way at all. Though my kids don't seem to understand that too well. They think I've lost my job, and they just, they know I have another one, which is good, so they're not worried about having food on the table, but they do see me as having been demoted in some way.
That's like, terrible.
Well, you know, it's going from being principal to being assistant, so in their mind, there's some loss of prestige there.
Do you have any last thoughts? Anything, if there's one thing that captures you and your essence as a person.
Would essence be the smell I have as a person?
No, not
I shower daily. I think my essence is, it's not bad.
Okay. Is there something that you really think you'd like people to know about you? One thing that's really behind the scenes that you think should be out in front?
No, because I think what people do know of me is the real me. I'm very fortunate that I have a personal life and I have a professional life that is surrounded by people I trust, and so I don't have to put on any facade ever. I mean, I ham it up sometimes, but that's what people know it. I guess I've done that here a little bit.
Sure.
But no, that's who I am is who I am.
Well, Mr. Hardis, I'd like to very humbly thank you for being on Sender Smash.
I appreciate being on it. I really do. I've enjoyed listening to them, and now I've experienced it myself. I've been in the hot seat.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And that's it for the season finale of Sender Smash Radio. I hope you feel you've gotten to know Mr. Hardis better as a person. It's been an honor having him on the show, and I sincerely thank him for his time. Mr. Hardis is an individual who has made a tremendous impact upon BHS, its students and faculty, and its surrounding community. I wish him all the best as he moves on with his career, and I hope that the next time you see him, you'll do the same. We'll always remember him as a fantastic principal, and he will be dearly missed. Until next time, this is John Sender saying, thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed the show.